KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have sunny skies, 71 degrees, looking for sunny skies to continue today with a high of 88. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV satellite systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Hundreds of farmers in Iowa and Nebraska are still struggling to remove sand and fill holes gouged by the Missouri River, which swelled last summer with rain and snowmelt and overflowed onto thousands of acres of farmland. While the river flooded parts of Montana, the Dakotas, Kansas, and Missouri, the worst damage was in Iowa and Nebraska. Iowa farmer Mason Hansen has been working for months to clear his property, but about 160 acres still looks like a desert with sand piled up to 4 feet high. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has approved more than $20 million in disaster aid to help Iowa and Nebraska farmers with the cost of moving sand, grading land, and filling holes. Most farmers say that will only cover part of their costs. News time is 8:01.
Hi, this is Jesse Swanson with the TV Store in Atlantic, your local Dish-authorized retailer. Do you want high-definition and DVR service on all the TVs in your home? Now you can, with the Hopper Whole Home HD DVR system. With the Hopper, you can watch three live high-definition programs and one recorded event all at the same time, all in HD. The system also includes Primetime Anytime, which will record all four major networks in HD from 7 to 10 p.m. automatically and store the information for 8 days, so you'll never miss your favorite program even if the show broadcasts at a different time than usual. Stop by the TV Store at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic to see a live demonstration of how the Hopper system can work for you. As always, we do our own installs and service what we sell. You can also get information by calling the TV Store at 712-243-3032. Limited time offer, subject to change without notice. Recording capacity limited in select markets. Hopper available with qualifying HD packages, hardware and programs sold separately. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
The former superintendent of the Des Moines Public Schools won't be the new superintendent of the Omaha School District. The Omaha Public Schools Board voted Saturday to accept the resignation of Nancy Sebring. Sebring was to begin work as OPS's new superintendent on July the 1st. She resigned as superintendent of the Des Moines Public Schools in May. Friday evening, the Des Moines Register and Omaha World Herald reported Sebring's sudden resignation was prompted by sexually explicit emails she sent and received from her official school district account. Sebring notified OPS Saturday morning that she'd resign following the controversy. Board President Freddie Gray was critical of Sebring's actions.
My concern for this district are the actions that happened. It is not about the fact that the emails exist. I don't work on speculation. I just am working on what the policy and process would be for this district, and that was we got a resignation, and the board's job was to either accept it or not.
Sebring was one of three finalists for the Omaha job. The OPS board voted 9-1 Saturday afternoon with two board members absent to accept Sebring's resignation. Gray said the school board will meet again today.
We will deliberate at that time, and we will make a decision on how we're going to move forward. It's an unfortunate thing that has happened. There are no best practice models out there to tell you how to do this.
Gray said she hadn't read the emails and had no comment on them. State tax collections over the past 11 months are running more than 6% ahead of the same period a year ago. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
In the month of May alone, Iowa tax revenue reached an all-time high, $794.5 million. State sales tax receipts in May were nearly 8% higher than in May of last year. Personal income tax payments to the state are about 4.5% ahead of last year. April 30th was the deadline for filing 2011 personal income tax payments to the state. A three-member panel of experts had predicted state tax collections would grow by about 2.5%, so actual growth is far ahead of that pace. It also means the state's healthy surplus will grow even larger when the state's fiscal year ends June 30th. I'm O.K. Henderson.
Four people face federal charges over an alleged scheme that allowed them to buy houses they couldn't afford and get kickbacks for doing so. A 26-page indictment unsealed Friday accuses two couples of bank fraud and related offenses. The filing, cited by the Des Moines Register, says Jamie Bowers Danielson used her position as a loan originator to fake income information to influence the loan approval process, while Bobby Joe Wojewoda was a real estate appraiser who inflated home values. The filing said the woman and their husbands used the fake documents to obtain loans that they wouldn't have qualified for and that were far above their homes' values. Sometimes, the filing says, the couples got money back. The Iowa Supreme Court says a man can sue a mother to recover money he spent supporting a daughter that turned out not to be his. The court opened the door Friday to lawsuits against mothers for paternity fraud. A district judge had ruled last year that such cases were not allowed in Iowa. The court said 28-year-old Joseph Dyer of Grundy Center can sue Cassandra Jo Peters for fraud to recover money he spent on a child born in 2009 that she claimed was his. Dyer later filed a petition seeking full custody of the girl. He alleges Peters requested that he get a paternity test only after she worried that she was going to lose custody. The two tests excluded him as the father. Authorities have identified a woman who was pulled from a burning house on the north side of Des Moines. The Polk County Sheriff's Office said Sunday that 56-year-old Patricia Grandmatre was hospitalized for injuries suffered in Saturday's blaze. The sheriff's office said neighbors heard an explosion at around 4:30 p.m. Saturday as the house burst into flames. A neighbor helped Grandmatre get out of the house. An Iowa City hospital has declined to release details about her condition. The cause of the fire is under investigation. A Fort Dodge man has been arrested on suspicion of setting fire to a woman's apartment. Fort Dodge police say a woman flagged down an officer at around 3:30 a.m. Saturday to report a fire in her apartment. The officer started to evacuate residents from the building as firefighters were summoned. Police say 20-year-old David Peck went to the apartment Saturday evening and asked to speak with investigators. He was then arrested on suspicion of first-degree arson and placed in the Webster County Jail. Officials say a person who hacked into a University of Nebraska database of student, alumni, and employee records also had access to sensitive information in the Nebraska State College System. The college system that governs three institutions has shared a student information database with the university since 2009. Officials initially believed the breach discovered May the 23rd did not affect the college system's records, but college system's Chancellor Stan Carpenter said the police investigation now shows records for Chadron State, Peru State, and Wayne State colleges were at risk during the breach. Employees at those schools were notified on Friday. The university has said it believes an undergraduate student was responsible for the breach. That person's name has not been released and no charges have been filed. A suspect in a killing at an adult theater in Ottumwa has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder. Court records show the 25-year-old Bruce Pollard of Ottumwa entered the plea last week after he was charged in the death of Kenneth McDaniel. The 70-year-old McDaniel of Ottumwa was the manager of Cinema X. His body was found inside the theater on March the 15th. Police have said an autopsy showed McDaniel died of blunt force injuries to the head and neck and had been strangled. Pollard was charged last week in connection with the killing. He'd already been in custody in connection with a series of armed robberies. Elsewhere in state news, Cedar Rapids is taking flood work underground with a massive sewer project. The city this summer will begin a $70 million project to repair or replace parts of 84 miles of sanitary sewer, and that's about 13% of the city's total of 660 miles. Nearly $9 million more will be spent to replace a century-old brick storm sewer system under 10 blocks near downtown Cedar Rapids. Most of the work is being paid for with federal disaster money with the help of state dollars. The Cedar River swamped the city in 2008, covering 10 square miles. Officials say the damaged sewer lines are letting in too much groundwater, increasing the amount of liquid the treatment plant must take on to treat. Students at an Ames Elementary School have gotten a little green from the White House. Five students from Mitchell Elementary School traveled to Washington, D.C. in March to help First Lady Michelle Obama plant vegetables in the White House garden. Last Thursday, a mystery box arrived at the school for the students. The Ames Tribune reports that the students opened the box this past Saturday, and inside were several varieties of green vegetables, broccoli, peas, lettuce, and onions from the White House garden. The package also contained a chef's hat, a recipe for broccoli soup, and a note from some students who helped to harvest the vegetables. The garden project is part of Obama's initiative to combat childhood obesity. And taking a look at world headlines at this hour, one survivor says the scene of today's suicide car bombing in Baghdad is horrific. Officials say at least 23 people have been killed and more than 70 were injured. The blast damaged a health office and blew the facade off of Iraq's main religious affairs office for Shiite Muslims, trapping victims in the rubble. Recent bombings have raised sectarian tensions, paralyzing the government. Nigeria's Red Cross said the bodies of only about a third of the 153 people known dead in yesterday's airliner crash in Lagos have been recovered. Firefighters worked throughout the night battling blazes and searching for corpses. The plane plummeted into an area filled with apartment buildings and businesses. A powerful earthquake has rocked Indonesia's capital. The tremor caused tall buildings in Jakarta to sway. There are no immediate reports of damage or casualties. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake had a 5.9 magnitude and was centered about 100 miles from Jakarta. Officials in western Pennsylvania say a man has been charged with killing his two young daughters before setting his home on fire. His estranged wife was killed about 10 miles away in her mobile home, which was also set ablaze. And the lawyer for a Florida man at the center of a controversial shooting of an unarmed teen will file a motion today for a new hearing for George Zimmerman. He reported to jail yesterday after a judge revoked his bond. The judge accused Zimmerman and his wife of not disclosing all of their assets when his bail was set. The lawyer says Zimmerman will remain behind bars until the judge decides if and when a new bond will be set. News time is 8:10.
Hi, this is Jesse Swanson with the TV Store in Atlantic. Is your internet connection driving you up the wall? Off more than it's on? Constantly buffering when you're trying to watch video? Slower than slow? Or just no service at all to your home? Well, I have a solution for you. Dish High Speed Internet powered by Exceed. Dish High Speed Internet powered by Exceed has download speeds up to 12 megs. That's fast. With three different package options, just choose how much you'll need. All plans feature the same high speed with successively higher allowances at each point. Bundle up your internet service with qualifying Dish package and get $5 monthly bundled discount on one bill. Stop in the TV store, your local Dish authorized retailer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, or call 712-243-3032 for all the details on satellite broadband that goes beyond your wildest expectations. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary. Visit your authorized Dish retailer for availability details, terms and conditions, and ViSat's ad allowance policy.
In the funeral announcements, Aletha Mae Brew, age 86 of Harlan, died May 27th at the Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. Funeral services for Aletha Brew will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan, with the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan in charge of arrangements. Frances Jean Jeannie Carlson, age 59 of Atlantic, died May the 29th at her home. Memorial services for Jeannie Carlson will be on Tuesday at 2 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Nathan Tater Hutt, age 3 of Fontenelle, died May 27th at his home. Funeral services for Nathan Hutt will be held tomorrow at 3 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. And Roland Raleigh E. Ackerman, age 97, formerly of the Atlantic and Griswold areas, died November 14th in Sandpoint, Idaho. Memorial services for Raleigh Ackerman will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Henson reporting.